Three Stacks is like a fun record, you know what I mean? That's like a fun song right there, you know what I mean? Talking about, you know what I mean, having three stacks in your pocket, in one pocket, you know what I mean? That's $3,000, you know what I mean? And a pocket full of hats, you know what I mean? Your other pocket, you know what I'm saying? So, you gonna have a fun night, you know what I'm saying? Like, you doing your thing, you good, you straight. Wherever, let's go wherever, we gonna go. AC, where we going? You know what I'm saying? Get it popping with three stacks and a pocket full of hats. Come on, man. It was just like one of them type of things, you know what I mean? Just having fun with it. Word. The grimy one got on there. You know what I mean? Make things very grimy. And that's the way it is. That's the way we like it. You know what I mean? Grime that shit out. Yeah. And Sid Roams came through with that one. Once again, the dynamic duo. You know what I mean? The Joey and Bravo. You know they always come up with some fire. With them, Have, Alchemist. Like, can't lose, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being Have alone, we can't lose. You know what I'm saying? Three stacks and a pocket full of hats, man. That's that street banger right there. That's that, you throw that on, you feeling good, you know what I mean? Getting your little buzz on or whatever. You know what I mean? It's popping little shorties around. Bang that. Turn that up. You know what I mean? Watch how the ladies feel that. They gonna be like, turn that up louder. Who that?
Three Stacks, we gotta attribute that to Twin, man. Twin's the one that made that one happen. That was a beat that we had laying around, you know, it's just some percussion shit. It ain't nothing really, you know, it's just some old school shit.
I mean, for any of the beat heads out there, you can tell that's definitely the one out of all the productions that we, you know, contributed to the album that is that's a keyboard beat.
Original basically. Keyboard
that's
beat.
You know, that's some played shit.
Twin heard it and he gravitated towards it immediately thinking, boom, this is on some kind of original, catchy, you know, simple type beat. And he pushed it on P over and over again. P was like, yeah. And then one time we played it in the studio, we were running through beats again, and P must have heard it just different. He must have just like tuned into it in a different way.